KG Central, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About 600 General Motors dealerships across the country who had been told by GM they would have to close are now getting a new chance at life. General Motors says they could stay open after all. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live with the story.
GM's Mark Royce called it a great day, Sherry. 660 dealers can continue selling GM cars.
And we look forward to having this 600-plus back into the GM family.
Without Hummer, Saab, Pontiac, or Saturn, GM had said it needed a third fewer dealers. It decided to bring some back after a legal challenge, although it will still have a smaller network of dealers than it did prior to bankruptcy last summer, Sherry.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. New York Democratic Congressman Eric Massa, the subject of a harassment complaint by a male staffer, is now stepping down from his seat. Democratic officials say that he has announced he will not seek re-election due to a recurrence of cancer, but now he has said he will resign his seat effective Monday. A Phoenix teacher lost control of her car today and crashed just outside the school.
The vehicle went over a curb. It actually went through a wrought iron fence, hit a light post, and then came to rest next to the school gymnasium.
Nobody was hurt. Probably wouldn't be a big deal, except that she was driving a Toyota, a 2006 4Runner. Now police want to know if it could have been one of those with the sticky accelerators. Speaking of Toyota, a House committee wants a lot more information from the car company about gas pedals and other potential safety hazards.
They've heard from the executives. Now members of the congressional panel investigating the Toyota recall want to question Toyota's engineers and safety experts. A new letter from Chairman Henry Waxman says the committee believes there are serious deficiencies in Toyota's claim that the computer controls are not responsible for sudden acceleration crashes.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. Nation's unemployment rate 9.7%, same as last month. Dow up 121, NASDAQ up 32. You're listening to ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
7-year-old Gabriel raised more than $3,000 for sick pets. 8-year-old Hannah helped collect over 100,000 items for the homeless. 14-year-old Emily helped plant over 800 trees. Stand-up kids deserve to stand out. The Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program recognized more than 2,000 real kids ages 6 to 18, making a real difference. There's over $400,000 in scholarships and prizes, including scholarships worth $10,000 each for 10 national winners. Nominate a stand-up kid at kohlskids.com by March 15th. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Police in California say the parents of the man who opened fire at the Pentagon last night had warned them that their son was upset and may have a gun. John Bedell was killed by police after he grazed two police officers. ABC's Martha Raddatz says he had posted internet ramblings that could have left clues as to why he attacked.
John Patrick Bedell wrote and recorded audio about his anger towards the government.
The first step in the
There's a picture of him on the web, and he says in this audio, the moral values of individuals and communities are increasingly attacked by a political system where deceit is routine and accepted, and the only standard is power.
Bedell was also arrested in Reno February 1st for marijuana possession. Officials in Chile are changing the way they count those killed in last week's earthquake. They had put the death toll at around 800. Now they say a large number of people were double counted. Here's something for all you greenies out there concerned about the environment.
It comes from down under. Men's underwear made from bananas.
I want to be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of moving around.
The Australian underwear company Aussie Bum says its new eco-friendly underpants uses 27% banana fiber mixed with cotton. That combination makes it lightweight and very absorbent. Sound appealing? Now, it doesn't smell like a banana. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. State officials say California's unemployment rate grew slightly to 12.5% in January. The state's unemployment rate in December was 12.3%. More help for transportation agencies around the Bay Area. California will receive $84 million in stimulus funds for transit improvements. The biggest recipients will be Muni and BART. And a woman died after apparently falling overboard from the Oakland Alameda Ferry this morning. For the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Napa, southbound 29 at Southsville Ferry Road, the left lane blocked with a two-car accident. Fremont, south 680 before Scott Creek. There's some metal reported in the roadway. Looks like it's a metal pipe in the right lane. Newark, south 880 before Thornton Avenue. Pothole, middle lane. They'll have to repair that. It's time, spring sale time at your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Tires for a passenger car, SUV, or light truck on sale and ready to put on. Les Schwab. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Light rain expected this evening, mostly cloudy after that, and then partly sunny and dry on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday. It's 55 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, we got to start here with hair transplants. It's about where. No. Not there. It has to do with something I've always had feelings about. I've never had the guts to say to any woman I've ever seen or met, and that is plucking your eyebrows till they're all gone so you're like bald and then penciling in this little thin line and thinking it looks good. It looks horrible. It looks cheap. I just have never liked it, even when, quote, it was in fashion. And it has been in fashion. I'm looking at pictures. You know, when you go back to the 80s, women like Brooke Shields, even Madonna then, you know, strong eyebrows. But it was the 90s. Pamela Anderson, Christina Aguilera, plucking their eyebrows. Men began plucking their eyebrows. Well, the monobrow thing, you got to deal with that. Shaving tram lines into their eyebrows. Anyway, turns out a lot of people regretting the over-plucking, and doctors are now doing hair transplants to create eyebrows. Here's a doctor from the Institute of Trichologists. The number of people seeking eyebrow transplants has doubled just over last year. And it's done the same way conventional hair transplants cost you. It'll cost you about $5,000. And a lot of people don't know. You can overpluck and that's it. And they will not. You will not be able to grow back your eyebrow hair. I've been asked about Rogaine for that. And I don't know that you can get it placed so carefully. And I don't know whether it would work or not. But certainly worth it before the $5,000 for that. Okay, the next chili cook-off and potluck dinner you go to, with or without live bluegrass music, maybe at a funeral home. Here's a mortician. He says, you know, the funeral home has been the same old stodgy deal for a long time. Now, we have to recognize that death rituals are pretty fixed in most cultures. We have ours. Other cultures have theirs. But does that mean it can't change? So this fella here, very unconventional. He's in, this is in Massachusetts, around Pittsfield, let's change it. He believes a funeral home can be a community center. He is, he has these events. He's going to have the Easter Bunny there, so he can bring kids to take pictures with the Easter Bunny. He's going to do a catered murder mystery show, like theater. And he has taken down the dark wallpaper and the carpeting. He's doing lighter earth tones with sunlight artwork. The community members will gather for various activities other than wakes or funerals. And the idea is to give back to the community and, of course, to create business, I'm sure. What do you think of that one? Well, listen, I know China's a master of exports, built their economy on it. We are struggling, but there's one thing that we do really well when we export it, and that's obesity. We have managed to completely spread it around the world. China now dealing with obesity among their kids. But in a, this is not how you would hear about it in the United States. Just imagine if someone stood before Congress to bemoan our fat kids and how out of shape they are and use some of the following descriptions, all right? So the deal is that this is the president of Beijing Sports University. He is talking to China's annual parliament about the problem. And here's how he justifies that China's kids have to get more fit. Quote, "If there is another war against Japan, would the younger Chinese be able to fight the Japanese one-on-one?" First, if there's another huge war between superpowers, it ain't going to be a one-on-one fight. You can trust me on that. "The government has enough money for banquets and luxurious office buildings. Do they not have money for children's physical education?" Sound familiar? Chinese teenagers, of course, preparing for university entrance exams. It's awfully competitive there, and it's really, really simple. You perform or you lose. You know, we're a little more flexible, and I think because of that, we allow some very, very creative kids to get an education who otherwise would not, certainly in China. These kids are studying 12 hours a day for these exams and lack of exercise. Here's the beauty. Don't you love it when psychics get arrested and they didn't see it coming? Right? Here's a big psychic. Very popular psychic, America's prophet. He can foretell the future of the stock market. He learned it from Nepalese monks. But he's a pretty bad psychic. This sounds like a piece from The Onions. SEC has sued the fella for securities fraud. He swindled $6 million from investors by promising them piles of money along with spiritual happiness. And, for instance, he claims, this is a psychic speaking, "I have all the highs and lows of the market, giving exact date for rises and crashes over the last 14 years, and I can predict the future." He makes Madoff look really simplistic when you read this guy's empire. He solicited investors through a newsletter with 20,000 subscribers run through his Delphi Investment Group. I think I've heard of them. His website. And his frequent radio appearances on shows like Coast to Coast, a late-night syndicated program focused on the paranormal. He and his wife created three unregistered vehicles for their investors. One was called Magic 8-Ball Distribution. I mean, when you can invest money in something, Magic 8-Ball Distribution? No. So the $6 million he took in, he deposited $3 million into the trading accounts. The rest funneled to various entities, including, here's $250,000 sent to a nonprofit religious group set up by him. He predicted in November, the Dow Jones would rise between April and June and crest at 12,000. Of course, it wound up down at 8,000. It goes on and on. I love his... Neither of them could be reached for comment, but as part of a lawsuit aiming at halting an SEC investigation, they argued that they were the targets of two dishonest and incompetent SEC employees who apparently needed to justify a trip to California to visit Disneyland and eat In-N-Out Burgers at taxpayers' expenses. That's his defense. And you believed it. And you believed it. I got to read you this. Bear with me. I'm just looking for the emotional roots of how we become so gullible and so dumb. And this is, I guess you got to call it an op-ed piece by an Amy Tutor, MD. Man, does she nail it, as far as I'm concerned, all right? "There once was a time when all food was organic and no pesticides were used. Health problems were treated with folk wisdom and natural remedies. There was no obesity. People got lots of exercise." Before you put a smile on your face. "And in that time gone by, the average life expectancy was 35. As recently as 1900, life expectancy was 48. Advocates of alternative health bemoan the current state of American health. Increasing numbers of obese people, lack of exercise, medications, medicalization of childbirth. Yet life expectancy's never been longer." You know, I keep saying that. It's kind of funny, isn't it? We get worse and worse, but we live longer and longer. "Advocates of alternative health And I've been here, friends. You know, I was an alternative medical doctor. I was a holistic medical doctor back in 1969 to 71. All right? And I felt the things I'm about to say. Advocates of alternative health have a romanticized and completely unrealistic notion of purported benefits of natural lifestyle. Far from being a paradise, it was hell. The difference between an average lifespan of 48 and 77.7 can be accounted for by modern medicine, increased agricultural production, industrial farming methods. Nothing fundamental has changed about human beings. We're still prey to the same illnesses. So why are advocates of alternative health complaining? They're complaining because they long for an imagined past that never existed. In that sense, alternative health represents a form of, hang on, fundamentalism. Now, this is where she resonates with me. This is fundamentalism. Now, obviously, fundamentalism is normally about religion, and the analogy can only go so far, but there are several important characteristics of religious fundamentalism that are shared by alternative health fundamentalism. The desire to return to a better lifestyle of the past, the longing for a mythical past that never existed, an opposition to modernism in daily life and medicine, of course, and the belief that anything produced by evolution or God, if you prefer, is surely going to be good. And, of course, alternative advocates bemoan the incidence of, like, cancer and heart disease, but don't consider that those are primarily diseases of old age. You got to live long enough to have those diseases. No, they didn't have as much cancer in the past because they only lived to 35. That both cancer and heart disease are among the primary causes of death today represents a victory, not a defeat, and we'll get after those. Diseases of old age can become primary because of death only when diseases of infancy and childhood are vanquished. These alternative health folks, as a form of fundamentalism, it makes sense in that it has an almost religious fervor. Haven't I said that hundreds of times on this program? You try to talk to people about their beliefs about vitamins and supplements, and I should read you some of my mail sometime. It's as if you challenge someone's religion, and they do go at it with religious fervor. It's not about scientific evidence. Indeed, it usually ignores scientific evidence entirely. All the existing evidence shows that of all the myriad claims of alternative health, they're flat out false. None of it works. None of it. It's not surprising when you consider it never worked in times past. Advocates merely pretend that it did without any regard for historical reality. And listen, in terms of living in the past, I mean, just to give you a little evidence that I've been there, you know, I did a lot of things that a lot of you who believe in all this stuff have never done. You know, I went off and lived in the woods without electricity, without a television, without a telephone, without hot water, bathing in cold water, no central heat. I've done it. It sucks. It is really, really not a lot of fun for your whole entire life to be absorbed in sustaining yourself and hauling wood and, you know, finding water, etc. So interesting experiment for a bush hippie, but nothing you want to long for. So you don't get to pick and choose. You really don't. All right, this is typical of the world today. So Heather gets an email, you know, from some flack, that's what we call them in a trade, publicist, you know, peddling a guest on our show, wrote a book about how, you know, vitamin D is the secret to preventing heart attacks. And remember, we're in the vitamin D decade now. And of course, the next thing in my pile of junk here is a study of hundreds of thousands of women, some getting vitamin D and some calcium and some getting placebos. No alteration in heart disease, cholesterol, or anything. Yet, what do you think is going to get more publicity? I'm probably the only person in the United States telling you about this study that found vitamin D didn't do anything for people's hearts, while this doctor, in quotes, who, you know, will get on 100 talk shows, and that's what will persevere. All right, my favorite study of today, men. Remember the thing we did about men, put them in a sports car? And their testosterone level goes up, but it doesn't matter who's watching. This one, it matters. Men become accident prone at the sight of a beautiful woman. I'll bottom line it for you. What they did was had a pretty woman watch a bunch of skateboarders, male skateboarders. And then they had a guy watching a bunch of male skateboarders. When the woman was watching, they measured the skateboarder's testosterone. Their testosterone levels went up. They took way more risks, right? Did a whole bunch of dangerous things. By the way, it did increase some of their successes by taking more risks. Some of them were landing some of these jumps, but lots more crash landings right in front of the woman. And there's an evolutionary reason for this. It's a sexual display strategy. That's what men do. Men have competed with each other for access to fertile women since the beginnings of time. And the winners of those competitions are the ones who pass on their genes to future generation. That's called evolution. Do I need to give you some advice here? I think I do. Do not get a circumcision on Craigslist. Here's a guy who posted a listing that he was a doctor and he'd do circumcisions. He did them in his bedroom. And three men fell for this. He's not a doctor. He lied about it. And they're looking, authorities in Grand Rapids area are looking for others who may have been duped by this fellow. Listen, you're an adult. You can have a circumcision. You walk into some guy's bedroom. You think something's wrong with that picture? Come on. You don't think? I guess my warning's not gonna mean anything to you. All right, I got a beauty coming up for you. And I'm not going to tell you anything more about it than the following. I want you to imagine that you are a sperm. You know, it'll take a little creative thinking here. But imagine if you were a sperm. I'm then going to describe your world, why you might want to be a sperm, what you're going to learn from it. Fascinating. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration or wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. March is AMD Awareness Month. Visit amdawareness.org to learn about your risk factors and how a retina specialist can help. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn what you need to know at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hello, this is Donald Trump, and I'm so pleased and excited to be part of what will be the most recognized network marketing organization in America, the Trump Network.
The Trump brand, merged with the power of network marketing, has created a unique opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be in business with the Trump Network. The Trump Network products have helped thousands of people, and the compensation plan is very generous. You have the ability to truly increase your household income and start earning money today. Be among the first in our community to join the Trump Network. Call us for free information. There's no obligation. This ad will not air for long, so call us now. Those who recognize the opportunity early will thrive. Call 800-483-9660. 800-483-9660. 800-483-9660.
Congratulations on your decision to be part of the Trump Network.
So, you want a great-tasting snack that could also make a healthy dinner or a tempting appetizer? Tricky. Thankfully, Trader Joe's has a single product that will satisfy all of these desires. This is John Bassalone of Trader Joe's. We're talking about Trader Joe's smoked trout. It's not every day you hear about smoked trout on the radio, and that's a shame. These flaky trout fillets are slow-smoked over beechwood, so they have an intense, smoky taste that complements the distinctive flavor of the trout. They're excellent in salads, on crackers, with strong cheeses, or even folded into a cream sauce and blended into pasta. Trader Joe's smoked trout doesn't need refrigeration, so you can keep a can in your pocket or purse for whenever the craving strikes. Every can has an easy-to-open top, so you don't even need a can opener. How convenient is that? We're selling each 3.9-ounce can of Trader Joe's smoked trout for the convenient price of $3.29 every day. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Jake. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
Had a heart scan to check out calcium buildup recommended by my doctor at the time for cholesterol. She came back zero. I was like, oh, great. She goes, well, you don't have any blockage. Now she says there's a new one that does soft tissue. That's another level to go to, and that's $1,000. I'm like, what? Now I got to go check that out? And, you know, I have, like, cholesterol. It's, like, 220, but my good cholesterol is, like, at 66. My balance comes out to a low, like, 3.5 risk for, you know, cardiovascular problems or something. So I'm below the risk. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that's very aggressive. I wouldn't have done either of them, by the way. There is no real data that these scans help people who have no symptoms. At least I'm happy that you're doing it within the context of your health care, because these things are offered to people in shopping malls. And then you do that, and they pick up all kinds of stuff that has to be followed up, because if your doctor sees a scan and you've got a little calcium, then they want to do start doing more tests, and they want to do an angiogram, and they want, before you know it, you're on the slippery slope. And we are just not sure this is a good thing. Now, first, go back for a second. Do you have insurance, and is it your insurance company won't pay for this?
Oh, yeah. No, you got to pay out of pocket. I did it a few years ago. And, you know, what I'm trying to figure out is, if you don't find calcium buildup, does that mean that you're, because you have a little higher than normal cholesterol, I mean, does that mean everybody that has higher cholesterol is at risk for a heart attack, or is that, doesn't always...
There you go. I guess, you know, you should be doing the program. You honed it down to the critical issue. If you just called me and said, hey, doc, I got a cholesterol 220, I wouldn't get flipped out. You know, a lot of people, you know, 40% of people are dead on arrival in an ER have normal cholesterols. There are a lot of people with cholesterols like you're describing live to be 90. These simply are, you know, shifts in percentages. It's not automatic. Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I have to take a statin. I mean, I don't take statin. I eat really good. And
nah, listen, I wouldn't do anything about it. If you're eating good right now, get some exercise. How old are you, sir?
56.
Yeah, so I don't know what to say. I think it's aggressive. I don't think it's worth $1,000 you're gonna pay for. Did she do a stress EKG? Did they try that?
No.
Yeah, because that's the best test in a lot of ways, because that stresses the heart. And if you don't see any shifts on that, we feel pretty secure. So if all this is because of your cholesterol level, I think it's overkill. I'd give you a chance to think, you know, a little more about what you're eating, cholesterol in your diet, et cetera, even though it sounds like you're on top of that. And I'd give it a little time, and I'd pass on that test unless. Now, here's something I got to be careful of. I've just given you advice counter to what your doctor said, and I don't do that on this program because I've learned the hard way that your doctor may know things you don't know. There may be other. I mean, your HDL is fine, by the way. There may be other things your doctor knows that's on your profile that I don't know, and that's why the doctor's being more, more aggressive. So listen, walking away from that calcium test with with clean arteries, which does not mean you're safe. You don't have to have calcium, but most hardening of the artery cases do have calcium. So I got to leave you with kind of unclear advice there. All right, let's see. Sheila, welcome to the program, Sheila.
Hello, Dr. Dean Adell.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask your opinion on lower eyelid surgery for the removal of excess puffiness and bags mm-hmm. under the eyes.
Okay, is that you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it can help. You know, first of all, you need to know that the puffiness is not caused by, you know, edema fluid. That's really important. That's puffiness that gets better in the course of the day. When you get up in the morning, it's at its worst, and at the end of the day, it goes down. Do you see any cycles like that?
No.
Okay. So the puffiness can be due to a little fat in the tissue in there. It's a simple operation. Most women are happy about it. And it just needs to be done by somebody who's very experienced. The reason is the anatomy in this area is a little tricky. Now, there used to be rift between plastic surgeons and eye surgeons about this. Eye surgeons feeling the plastic surgeons weren't paying attention to the details of the anatomy and that these puffs are likely to come back and blah, blah, blah. I think today the differences have settled down. And anybody who does a lot of these, you know, would be qualified. And it seems a lot of women are very, very happy about it. But it's so hard to, So hard to know if it's worth it because most people do not notice it, you know? You love it when people come up and say, oh, you look so refreshed. You're looking good, Harriet. What is it? You know? So, Sheila, it's your call, but pick a good doctor. All right, I want to talk to you about if you were a sperm. This is actually a very, very serious inquiry, so I want you to start thinking about what your world would look like. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The man accused of yesterday's Pentagon shooting grew up in Hollister, had been in mental health institutions at least four times, and was reported missing by his parents in January. Yesterday it was students and teachers. Today it's home caregivers and other state workers marching for an end to budget cuts. They're starting in Los Angeles with a 48-day march. Former Assembly Speaker Karen Bass left office just after giving 10% raises to 20 of her staff members. And almost $84 million in federal transportation money is coming to California. $18 million to Muni, $17 million to BART, $12 million to VTA. This is KGO Radio News.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days. But when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
I'm in it for my best friend.
I'm in it for my sister.
I'm in it for my daughters.
We're in it to end it. Who are you in it for? The Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. 2 days, 39 miles, one goal. To end breast cancer. Register today, and together we'll show the world what thousands of determined hearts can do.
We can do it!
The money we raise will help women and men get the screening, support, and treatment they need, regardless of their ability to pay. And leading research teams can take powerful steps forward in their quest for a cure. The Avon Walk for Breast Cancer in San Francisco, July 10th and 11th. Register today at avonwalk.org or call 866-319-WALK.
I'm in it.
I'm in it.
I'm in it.
We're in it to end it.
How about you? Go to avonwalk.org or call 866-319-WALK to register today.
Sting, performing his most celebrated songs, featuring the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra, presented by Xerox. Special offer for American Express card members only. Get your tickets now through Tuesday, March 9th at 10 p.m. before the general public. Sting. Saturday, June 12th, Sleep Train Pavilion at Concord. American Express card members only. Get your tickets now through Tuesday, March 9th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Monday, March 15th. For tickets, call 800-745-3000 or visit Ticketmaster.com. Sting, an evening of classic hits. One night only, Saturday, June 12th, Sleep Train Pavilion at Concord. For complete information, visit sting.com.
Live audio courtesy of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The BookIt.com 99-hour, $99 Book It to Mexico sale is live right now, only on BookIt.com. Book your all-inclusive Mexico vacation at half price or below, plus extra BookIt.com savings when you book a package with Air. BookIt.com has all the tools to help you find the best deal, plus real guest reviews, videos, and more. Hurry! The BookIt.com 99-hour, $99 Book It to Mexico sale ends at midnight tonight. So you know what to do. Book it to BookIt.com.
In uncertain times, there's a company you can count on to help keep your family safe and secure. For more information, visit NewYorkLife.com.
Crave a quick, healthy meal? Then stop by the frozen and refrigerated food section for delicious and nutritious meals. You no longer have to sacrifice quality to fit your busy lifestyle. Check out the enticing selection of quick meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Stock up during the month of March. It's Frozen Food Month. You'll find a huge variety and fresh ideas with great taste. Stop by the frozen and refrigerated food section for specials on items like Nestle's Drumsticks, the original Sunday Cone. Green Giant vegetables have that great fresh taste, fresh from the valley. Alexia Foods potatoes, 100% all natural, delivering outstanding gourmet flavor from freezer to table. And Dreyer's slow-churned ice cream. One day, all ice cream will be made this way. The Frozen and Refrigerated Food Council is giving shoppers a chance to win one of three Whirlpool refrigerators or one of five $300 American Express gold gift cards. Entering's easy. Check your mailbox or visit frozenandrefrigeratedfoods.com for more details, or stop by Lucky Supermarkets. Lucky's committed to low prices when you need them most.
Hi, it's Dr. Dean Adell. Maybe you heard recently that teenage pregnancy rates are increasing, as well as abortions, even though the last few years have seen a decline. Well, here's something you're now going to have to think about. Young women and teenage girls often face efforts by male partners to sabotage birth control or coerce pregnancy. See, most people think when a teenager gets pregnant, it's an accident. Not so. These men will damage condoms, destroy contraceptives, and these efforts, defined as reproductive coercion, are frequently associated with other acts of physical, even sexual violence. Now, this study highlights an under-recognized phenomenon where male partners actively attempt to promote pregnancy against the will of their female partners. This is a study of 16 to 29-year-old women who agreed to respond to a survey. And they were asked questions like, has someone you were dating or going out with ever told you not to use any birth control, or said he would leave you if you would not get pregnant? That's where the numbers are coming from. Something else to be aware of. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Each morning was the same. After the kids left for school, she would quietly retreat to her bathroom and count out the prescription pain pills. The counting started after her surgery a year ago. Now she was up to 50 pills a day. When she looked into her husband and children's eyes, she felt terrible. But the pills were the answer to her problems. She was desperate. She needed help. She was me.
Maybe you're ready to become the responsible mother you long to be. We're MPI, and we've successfully treated people just like you for nearly 30 years. Safe Detox, a caring, experienced staff, and individualized programs that fit your needs. Call MPI for a free, confidential assessment on our 24-hour hotline at 510-652-7000. That's 510-652-7000.
Make the call.
Call MPI at 510-652-7000. MPI is a service of AltaBates Summit Medical Center, a member of the Sutter Health family.
Hi, it's Dr. Dean Adell. Being fat is okay? Dieting is harmful? What are they talking about here? Well, a very carefully done paper in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. They're talking about older people, but the point is very important. Overweight is way less harmful for the elderly than for younger people, and dieting is not helpful for people who are older. Now, they tracked 10,000 people for 10 years. Most of these people were around 70, older than most of you, but overweight people were found to have the lowest risk of dying during that period from heart disease, cancer, respiratory disease, and also ran the lowest overall death rate among everybody in the group. And for those people who survived to age 70 in reasonable health, they're now saying, well, you don't really have a lot of risks associated with the amount of body fat you're carrying. And they said using body mass index to measure these things is ridiculous. Of course, that's what we all do. By the way, they still found physical exercise, though, very important to your health. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Listen to me tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 on the Dr. Dean Adell Show on KGO News Talk 810.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you can could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Is there another one like that?
Sure, absolutely. I don't know why we're right-handed or left-handed. It's a puzzlement. There's been a lot of studies on left-handed people, and you know they seem to have certain disadvantages. And there are people who can do both. We all have the ability to do both, I think. If you know, I remember once a professor in the medical school demonstrating the following, and try this a couple times with a pencil. I think you'll be surprised. You take two pencils. You touch the tips of the pencil together, then put it on the piece of paper. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is just write your name, your signature. So let's say you're right-handed. Normally, you write your signature with your right hand, blah, 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 Dina Dell goes off to the right. But try, just try to imagine doing it with your left hand at the same time. Now, that's mirror writing, like Leonardo da Vinci, you know, was into. You'll see your hand starts moving in a correct way. You can almost do it. You got to stop. Don't think about it. Just put your pencils touching the tips and just start writing. And you'll see the first movements are kind of close. So there is some crosstalk. I don't know why. Right-footedness is probably not as distinct simply because we use our hands for so much more. But if you're a person, you know, uses your toes to pick up the phone, you might notice a difference. It's also... You know, there's all this left brain, right brain stuff, and you know, other things that show you some of the cross connections. And I don't remember exactly this body riddle, but if you sit and cross your legs and take your right hand, your right foot, and describe a six in the air. Oh, let me do this more differently. Just have it go around counterclockwise your toe. Make a counterclockwise circle. Right. And then start to take your finger, your right hand finger, and make it go clockwise. Make a clockwise circle at the same time. Yeah, you can't do it. See, it's like patting your tummy and rubbing your head. So there are obvious connections. And what they're for, got no idea. All right, let's talk to Lynn. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi.
I have a rare indolent type of cancer. And the treatment that I'm getting isn't really working. We're finding more mets on the liver.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking about, I'm doing lots of research about what alternatives I have, but because it's so rare, there's so little information out there. But I do keep coming across clinical trials for, you know, a number of different things, and I don't know what to think about them.
I guess let's answer your question directly as opposed to getting into the nature of disease with liver metastases. You need to start thinking about something. You know, something to do to up, you know, to take this to the next notch. I would have no hesitation getting involved in an appropriate clinical trial. You are lucky to live in a world where you have access to the internet, and it's tough to get the lists of where people are doing it. I think the National Cancer Institute maintains lists like that. And I would find anything you see that's a clinical trial has jumped through the hoops, because you do not experiment on human beings until you've done lots and lots of animals, and you've done a study just to see if the treatment is safe, not even approaching whether it helps or not, et cetera, et cetera. So with the guidance of your oncologist, and thinking about what is showing in the preliminary studies the most beneficial results, then as they expand the trial to more people, then that's a place you might want to get involved. Good news is usually they're free. You usually get better medical care than you're going to get on the outside, because when doctors do these trials, they really want them to come out well. So they're very careful to pick the right patients and to do everything according to Hoyle. So I wouldn't have hesitation in a situation like you're in. And I certainly wish you good luck with that. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adele.
Dining Around with Gene Burns presents Ordering Regional Foods in Germany. Today's region is
Schleswig-Holstein.
Schleswig-Holstein.
And you've decided to order
Kartoffelpuffer.
Potato pancakes.
We call them Kartoffelplätzchen. Plätzchen means cookie.
And what would you be ordering with the potato pancakes or cookies?
Sausages as an entree and also as an appetizer.
And of course, the Germans always keep their ingredients in the
Speiskammer means pantry in German.
Yes.
Dining Around with Gene Burns.
You will listen.
That's correct, yes.
On KGO, News Talk 810.
Initiating Comcast Xfinity upgrade in 3, 2, 1. TV, phone, and internet rebooting. Welcome to the fastest internet, bringing you more of what you love instantly. Triple the HD channels. A library of content approaching 20,000 titles. And the most movies and shows on demand, and now, online. Welcome to more choice, more control, more speed, and more HD than ever before. Welcome to Xfinity. TV, internet, and voice. Only from Comcast.
Get started with the Starter XF Triple Play. Just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to the HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Offer ends 3-7-10. Xfinity service not available in all areas. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
We're out on Maiden Lane with Stephen Field's Knee, who's involved in a brisk walk with a couple of dogs. So, Knee, how's it going?
I am great. I have to say, I'm feeling super lubricated and flexible.
Wow, that's awesome to hear. What's changed for you?
Well, I'll tell you. Recently, Steven's been drinking joint juice with a daily supply of glucosamine. Oh, it makes me want to walk all day.
Joint juice with glucosamine? Every day?
Yeah, it's real low in calories and lets me go up and down hills 7 days a week. No wonder joint juice was originally developed for pro athletes.
So, Knee, do you always walk this fast?
Are you always this out of shape?
Well, there you have it. Joint juice with glucosamine. Keeping another joint healthy, happy, and flexible. Find joint juice at CVS and at your local mass merchandise and club stores.
Spring's almost here. Get ready for beach weather. Get rid of your toenail fungus now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it because, believe me, it does work.
At 800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put the creams and the gels every morning, did nothing. Well, it kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Get ready for spring. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 800newtoes.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Well, you betcha. You're talking about the Centerfold in New England Journal of Medicine. I've never quite heard of that. Let's discuss what possibly could be going on. You know, the color blue associated with that part of a man's anatomy, something I used to hear about as a kid. I wonder if I can say it on the air. I should check with our engineer, Kyle, see if he'll let it go by. I mean, you can say the word ball as in basketballs, right? And you can associate the word blue with it, and who's going to care? There actually has been a study on that, and there is a discomfort and a pain associated with it, but the color blue doesn't show up. Without asking you your specific sexual practices, the only thing I could imagine is that some practices... maybe I got to ask you. Nah, I won't ask you. There are lots of things that you can use as accoutrements to your sex play that might bind. I mean, you know what a ring is? You know what that kind of stuff is? You're not using anything like that, Mark, are you?
No.
Yeah, okay, because that'll definitely make you blue by causing essentially like black and blue. So any trauma to the nether regions could certainly induce black and blueness, but that would not be overall color blue. And my only explanation, because I can't come up with one, is that I call it the scrutinization effect, that by really looking carefully at something, we start to notice things we didn't notice before. Now, any guy who's jumped in a cold river knows you can turn blue. So temperature can play a role. And there are certain excursions of this particular part of your anatomy that occur during and after sex, the rising and the lowering and the shriveling, etc. So if they really, really are blue, Mark, I would love you to take it to a doctor, because a doctor will look, and we doctors know, you know, when you look at this, you know, 100 times a day, you know, okay, that's a little bluer than I've ever seen in my life, and then you got something there. So I can't think of anything physiological to explain it, all right? But I'm certainly interested in the outcome. So if something turns up, would you call us back? Then that way I can learn, all right? Now, we're assuming, by the way, you don't have any illness or disease. It's certainly just because, you know, things happen at the same time, we assume cause and effect. So putting your sex life into hyperdrive may have nothing to do with what's been happening to your scrotum. All right, Michelle, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Adele. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I listen to you 3 times a week at 1. I've been reading the China study. I don't know if you're familiar with that book.
Yes, the Campbell, Dr. Yeah. Campbell from Cornell, yes.
Yes, and that's the part where it's talking a lot about cholesterol, and I'm vegan, but my family has a very high cholesterol history, and there's a lot of cancer in my family, so I'm very obviously interested in the book and how nutrition affects those aspects, or the studies that show that the nutrition affects those aspects. And specifically, I wanted to know what your interpretation of animal fat versus vegetable fat in the cholesterol, or in the bad cholesterol of the body, what your feelings are on that.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you something. Based upon that study and Dr. Campbell's work and many, many others, saturated fat is supposed to be bad for you, supposed to cause heart disease. Saturated fat is only found, well, there's exceptions, only found in animal products, meat and dairy. Other than coconut, palm oil, there's some other plants that contain saturated fat. And by the way, even olive oil, you look up the oil complexion of healthy vegetable oils, there are saturated fats. Lower levels, of course, just as you look at a piece of meat, mostly saturated fat, but there are some amounts of less saturated fatty acid. So it's not absolute. So when you eat vegetables and only vegetable oils, you're not avoiding all saturated fat. So I have, in general, believed the party line on this, except that recently there was a study which looked specifically at saturated fat in the American diet and could not come up with a direct correlation to bad cholesterol levels and heart disease. That kind of astounded cardiologists. And this was presented, I think, the last cardiology meeting. And, it's got a lot of people scratching their heads. It's only one study. But it doesn't surprise me, because we constantly are looking for these individual nutritional components that are either evil or take us right to, you know, health heaven. And there just is no such thing. It's about balance, you know, in the diet. I would say, still, based on the weight of the evidence, a lot of saturated fat in your diet is probably not good for you. But we have to be open to the idea that other components, for instance, say of meat, may be bad for your health. But even that's hard to nail down. There's a big paper being put out. It's backed by the meat people, trying to counter all this idea that, you know, eating meat causes cancer, causes everything. I think diets high in certain meats do promote illness. And it's, depending on what else you eat, though, seems to be the most important part of it. And so you can eat meat and be healthy, but by the same token, high meat diets may not be good for you. So I'm not going to go crazy about saturated fats at this point. I try to keep the level down, because if you're keeping a level up, you're eating nothing but cheese and, you know, and meat, and that's not good for you. So you're going to have to think your way through this. And that's a good book, but there have been studies since then that have challenged some of the precepts in that. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Hi, it's Gene Burns. Join me at the Napa Valley Mustard Festival for the Napa Riverwalk Marketplace on the weekend of March 13th and 14th. Taste sensational cuisine, world-famous wines, and hearty craft brews from around the world. This signature event includes exquisite arts and crafts and provides a wonderful opportunity to meet some of the region's most exciting chefs, winemakers, and artists. Explore the best of Napa Valley in an expansive, varied setting overlooking the Napa River. For more information, visit KGORadio.com.
With thousands of new everyday low prices, Safeway is changing the way you shop. Because now you can get everything on your list all in one place. Cereal, snacks, laundry detergent. With our new everyday low prices and our hard-to-beat club card specials, you can count on low prices every time you shop at Safeway. This week, use your club card to get frozen Safeway boneless skinless chicken breast for just $1.49 a pound, sold in 4-pound bags. A pound of tree-ripe yellow peaches or nectarines are only 99 cents. And selected boxes of Nabisco snack crackers or toasted chips are just $1.99 each. There are thousands of club card specials throughout the store, like terrific deals on Safeway brand products. Selected varieties of Safeway Chunk Light Tuna, canned vegetables, and condensed soup are 10 for only $5. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
People often ask me why someone should drive across town to buy a diamond engagement ring from Shane Company. Well, the answer is quite simple. We have the absolute lowest diamond prices every day. Saving hundreds, even thousands of dollars is reason enough to make the drive to Shane Company. But we also have the state's largest selection of unique rings no other jewelers have. Only by owning our own factory and making many of our own rings can we control the quality, the styles, and the price. It's worth driving past many other jewelers to get to the lowest diamond prices in town and get your girlfriend the most beautiful diamond engagement ring your money can buy. After all, isn't she worth the drive to Shane Company?
The Bay Area's lowest diamond prices every day at Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
KGO Radio has your chance to attend the Whiskies of the World and Artisanal Spirits Fest. This expo brings together the world's most fascinating distilled spirits along with their makers and ambassadors to give you an opportunity to sample, learn, and experience the art of whiskey. Enjoy a full buffet dinner, taste the world's finest spirits, and learn about the distiller's art from the masters. Get in the spirit at the Whiskies of the World Expo, March 27th at the Hotel Nico. For tickets and information, click on contests at KGORadio.com.
KGO News Talk 810.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Two quick notes here from Steve in Nevada. It's great. Homeopaths suffer from delusions of grandeur. I love it. A lot of you are concerned about some glitches in the broadcast, which cannot be helped. These are called sunspot cycles. And I love that a lot of you think I'm being censored. No, I've never been censored by anybody in my entire broadcast career. And if you miss parts of this program, it's often the best parts. I know what happens, but we're going through that cycle. All right, let's talk to Fritz. How you doing, Fritz?
Hi there, Dr. Dean. I'm at the age where I'm suffering from ED, and okay. I've got a prescription for a regular drug. And I was wondering if it would be appropriate for me to use a generic for the same, or are they safe?
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid if it's... are you talking about getting it online, or is this via your doctor's writing a generic prescription for you?
It would be online from Canada.
Yeah, I would be careful. You know, the vast majority of purchases online are safe. There are phony drugs out there, and a lot of sites will say they're from Canada, and they're not. And whether you save a lot of money or not, I don't know, but you'll know immediately if it works. I would fill the prescription with a regular drug, see how, and get used to it, so then you'll know whether the generic works or not. And ask your doctor about finding you a generic. That could be helpful. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. That's the program. Join us on the next one. Till then, be well.
So, you want a great-tasting snack that could also make a healthy dinner or a tempting appetizer? Tricky. Thankfully, Trader Joe's has a single product that will satisfy all of these desires. This is John Bassalone of Trader Joe's. We're talking about Trader Joe's smoked trout. It's not every day you hear about smoked trout on the radio, and that's a shame. These flaky trout fillets are slow-smoked over beechwood, so they have an intense, smoky taste that complements the distinctive flavor of the trout. They're excellent in salads, on crackers, with strong cheeses, or even folded into a cream sauce and blended into pasta. Trader Joe's smoked trout doesn't need refrigeration, so you can keep a can in your pocket or purse for whenever the craving strikes. Every can has an easy-to-open top, so you don't even need a can opener. How convenient is that? We're selling each 3.9-ounce can of Trader Joe's smoked trout for the convenient price of $3.29 every day. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
cancers.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.